If you have questions, concerns, and are just lost when it comes to planning for retirement, meet Steve Hoyle and Derek Caldwell of the Hoyle Financial Group. Well, it turns out that the rich may sort of be like us. Let me just follow me on this here, because Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, he recently made headlines when the billionaire moved from Washington State to Florida. You ask yourself why? The answer, taxes. First, Washington has a 7% capital gains tax, while Florida has none. So when Bezos sells, 50 million Amazon shares over the next year, as he probably will as a Florida resident, he'll be saving $610 million. Wow. Insane, that kind of money. And of course, wealth lawyer Matt Sorensen, he says there's more.
Washington has an estate tax of 20% once you have a 2 million or larger estate. Bezos has a much larger estate than $2 million. Okay. So he's going to have a 20% estate tax when he dies. Bezos is planning his death to be in Florida, where there will be zero estate tax at the state level.
So here's the deal. We don't have money like Bezos, obviously, but a lot of us maybe have that concern of taxes. So we want to pick up and move to take advantage of these benefits. You know, what does that mean when you just pick up and move for tax purposes, guys?
That's definitely a big move there. But as you can see from his move there, it's netted him quite a bit of tax savings. And we see people do that. Texas, Florida, no state taxes goes a long way when you're planning your retirement. But there's still property taxes and everything else to plan for. It's really the first step is to know how much you will be paying in taxes. And the biggest thing that we see a lot of times that people forget is if you pass away, what's your spouse looking like, when it comes to paying taxes, or more importantly, too, your children when it comes to leaving your legacy? Because it doesn't matter to me if I'm here or dead. I do not want the state or federal government to get any more of my money than I have to give them anyway. And so proper planning goes a long way to put that in place, whether it's Roth conversions or just becoming more tax efficient. And, whether that's with withdrawals, how you take withdrawals, when you take them, all that stuff we look at because, I don't want to give away any of my money. I don't know about you, Steve. What do you think, man? You want to give away money?
Of course not, Derek. I don't want to throw money away, but we have to be very efficient and, plan and plan well. I mean, it's important. That's a great thing about not having the state tax at this point in Texas. But property taxes are crazy here. So there's a little bit of give and take. You have to think about, Derek.
Oh, absolutely. With property taxes continuing to go up, especially for the people under 65 years old, right?
Right.
We have to match that with our income and continue to make sure that we produce as much income as we can in portfolios to deal with that kind of inflationary environment.
I would agree with that. And you talked about, this inflation environment. Guys, I mean, I go to the grocery store, I think, 2 or 3 times a week. It's exhausting. And like the amount of money that I think I'm pouring into just normal groceries, nothing fancy. I mean, I'm nowhere close to retiring, obviously, but I feel like just now trying to tread water and stay above water, and I'm getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. I think I'm never going to get to that finish line. I think a lot of our listeners feel like that, oh gosh, if taxes are going up, we got the Trump tax codes possibly ending, we got inflation all over the place. We got a market that's supposed to have the biggest market crash in 2024. I mean, things are kind of painted doom and gloom. So how do we get to a point to where with something as simple as taxes, we can keep more money in our pocket?
Well, Jess, it's just simple. It's about having a plan, then working that plan and making sure with that plan that you've mitigated the risk. We all are just coming off of COVID, but our clients that went through COVID with us that already had a plan in place were in great shape. They had emergency money when they needed it. If they got laid off from their job, they had a plan for that. They had planned and planned well, and we partnered with them and we helped navigate through that canal. And I think that's really, really important.
Unfortunately, sometimes that's what we get thrown, right, as planners there. And so when we do that, I strongly recommend you not do that and plan ahead because there are, traditionally the market's been where you keep up with inflation and everything, but you can't have all your eggs in one basket, right? And when we talk about inflation, just if you have $3,000 a month in expenses now, rest assured in 15 years or between 15 and 20 years, that $3,000 is going to be $6,000 a month. So, And that's just normal, regular inflationary environment. So we have to make sure that we have the ability to produce income, number one, but also have proper diversification inside our portfolios to keep up with inflation. Because that's going to be something that, like you said, the grocery store, I don't know about y'all, but I mean, I use $100 used to get you a whole cart of groceries, right?
Not now, anymore.
Yeah. That's like two armfuls and that's it.
Barely. So, yeah.
Yeah. And when you talk about Social Security, really the Social Security increases are eaten up by the Medicare increases. So you're mm-hmm. really not netting a lot of income from Social Security increases. So then you got to look at, okay, where else am I getting income from? Where are my dedicated income streams? And also, how do I make sure I have the income not only right now, but 20 years from now? So if you want a proper income analysis to go through those steps with you, we look at break-even points for Social Security. When's the best time to take Social Security? What's the next bucket of income, and when do you take it? Give us a call today. We will run through that with you and put a proper income plan in place where you can have the proper income in retirement.
If you'd like to sit down with Steve and Derek or a member of the Hoyle Financial Group, visit RetireTexasStyle.com.
Hoyle Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that do not offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Hoyle Financial Group, Texas Insurance License 171918.